You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
So I totally consider myself the luckiest guy here in the city tonight because I am reviewing not just one, but two lesbian love stories. Happiest Season, which came out last week, and Ammonite. So I am a rare breed, if I do say so myself. What that'll get me, probably not much. But you know what? I had an experience watching this movie, Ammonite. Which, you know, has been getting a lot of buzz, good and not so good, from, you know, when it first premiered in Toronto back in September. I don't
know.
If
so long ago.
A decade ago. 18 years ago.
I was going to say 2011 because it fucking hell, might as well have been. But seriously. But no, the only thing I'd heard about this movie beforehand was it's going to be a lesbian love story that was period set in an English seaside village. Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan were attached. And man, people were split on this film when it came out and when it debuted at the festival. And it's debuted at a couple festivals. And there's been like the pro camp, the anti camp. For as whether or not this deserves any acclaim or any Oscar nominations and whether it's up to the standards of these two actresses. But yeah, that's what we're going to go ahead and discuss. I am Frank, and with me I've got Loane.
Hey.
Harmony.
Hello.
The Lady Harmony.
The Lady Harmony.
And the lady, actual lesbian, Jordan.
Hello.
And yeah, in case you haven't realized it by now, and I'm sure you have because you clicked on this thing, we're talking about Ammonite, which is a period love story between a paleontologist. She's not a paleontologist. She's an archaeologist, isn't she?
She's a paleontologist.
Yeah, it's pretty much 1840s set romance between Mary Anning, played by Kate Winslet, and Charlotte Merchant, played by Saoirse Ronan. After Charlotte is left behind by her husband, Roderick, played by James McArdle. Jesus, that is so fucking British.
Yeah, I know. We got these so foreigners. Jeez.
They're on a expedition. It's just like, oh hey, I like you.
They've suffered a setback in their marriage. She's had a miscarriage, and it has put a damper in their union. And he is actually interested in paleontology, so he goes and seeks out Kate Winslet's character, and just dumps his wife on her, saying, "Can you take care of her? Yeah. I can't. I don't get women. Something's wrong with her.
Bye.
I just can't deal. I can't deal. I tried ordering her food for her, and that didn't work. So, yeah. Anyways,
LSD didn't work. I just opium. I don't know.
I know. I bought her shit, and that. Anyways, but so Saoirse Ronan actually does stay with Kate Winslet and accompanies her on some of her expeditions. And, you know, Kate Winslet's a bit of a, she's closed off and she's damaged and she's, you know, hidden herself away from the world. She's lived this isolated life with her mother, played by Gemma Jones, who herself is a very tragic figure with her own past and her own pain to deal with. And slowly but surely, an unexpected romance does blossom between these two women. And the rest of the film is basically the two of them trying to navigate their way through it, which is not easy given their past life experiences and social experiences and just personal feelings. What do you guys think? Jordan?
I'm a bit mixed on the movie, but I lean a little bit more on the side of recommending it. Now, just completely honest, I didn't know shit about this movie. I didn't know.
You didn't hear about the buzz.
I did. Well, okay, look, I'm an easy woman. You just said lesbian period drama. And I was like, well, I have to. It's just my code as a lesbian. It's Blaine Carroll. Fuck, I love that movie. But yeah, I blame it for my expectations about romance. But I didn't know anything about Mary Anning or Charlotte Merchant. Ugh, God.
Merchant.
God damn it. Okay.
They can't just be Smith and Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but I didn't know anything, so I think about, like, 10 minutes before I even watched the movie, I did the most basic searches you could find.
Thrilling.
Yeah. Sorry, it's been a long day. But,
yeah.
But you know, there's this whole interpretation even by Anning's, you know, descendants, you know, if she was honestly a lesbian or not. And I was already giving this movie a hard look because it is another lesbian drama that is being written and directed by a cishet male. And I thought, is this going to be another Blue is the Warmest Color, where it is ostensibly all up in that male gaze?
Francis Lee, his debut feature was God's Own Country, which was essentially another version of this, but with men. So I don't know.
I actually hadn't heard of that.
Okay.
Or him before this. So it was. Look, I was just I was already giving this movie a bit of a shot because, again, another lesbian movie, you know, directed by white guy, you know, written and directed by white guy. How male gazy was it? Because, again, my new bare standard of that, for good or for definitely bad, is Blue is the Warmest Color. So, but thankfully, this movie, unlike the example I just gave, was actually respectful.
What do you guys think?
It did have some pretty intense love scenes, especially the last one they did, but it didn't feel like this perverted, this is what happens. No, it felt respectful, it felt tasteful, and just...
I think the movie is really interesting because it's not a lot. There's not a lot of dialogue. Like there's not a lot of music. There's not. Yeah. Everything's just kind of alluded to and not said outright. So that was kind of fascinating for me to watch. It was just, you know, it's like, okay, so, oh, I see that. Yeah. She must've had a miscarriage she must've had this relationship with this other woman before. And like, none of it is ever like, explicitly said, which I think is really cool because I don't think I need to have a movie like spoon fed to me. That being said,
movie-splaining,
yes, yeah. Especially if it's, you know, from a white male, het-ses male, whatever.
I wonder if he's a member of the community though, because I wonder what makes him gravitate toward these, you know, stories, love stories. I don't know.
No, maybe he's just a well-informed ally, for all we know.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Could be.
Yeah. I think I enjoyed the film. I don't know if it's on par with all the good press it's getting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like it's quite as amazing as some other people seem to think it is. I think it's good. And I think it's an interesting way of telling a story. And it maybe I would have liked to know more about like what happened before, what happened after, some exposition to, you know, push the story along would have been nice. But other than that, like overall, I think I enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was a really beautiful love story.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think it's, I do get what you mean though. There is something refreshing about, everything that's left unsaid that you're meant to piece together. It makes for a really active movie experience. You know, it makes you really sort of just, it really does get you going in a lot of ways. I hate being like you say, spoon fed stuff.
Right.
It's not always the most fun. Yeah. Do you agree, Luane?
Yeah. Well, actually, that's one of the things I like is that this movie is willing to trust its audience to not just to understand things that it doesn't say, but to watch this movie like you would watch any other romantic period piece. The fact that it's two women is sort of, I mean, it's central to the plot, but it's also sort of secondary to the emotions and the relationship that you're talking about, because this is still infidelity, whether it's two women or if Murchison was married, you know, or Murchison was involved with another man. I mean, it's the same thing, but what it really focuses on is their actual connection and the fact that it's a whole other thing, but there's plenty of other pieces writing about the fact or fiction of that relationship, whatever, doesn't matter. For the purposes of this movie, the relationship that they have is one neither one of them appears to have really had before, because it's clear that Murchison is sort of, I don't mean the sexuality of it, I mean just the closeness. Murchison is treated like a woman in that time period, right? He orders for her, you know, I don't think they use the word hysterical, but her condition or her illness, right? She's depressed, guys.
Yeah.
And sitting on the English countryside, freezing to death in cold water is not going to be the best treatment for it, because it's a whole other.
You talk about that's like that's like Xanax for them.
Xanax
back then.
One of the things about the look of this movie is it always looks cold. Well, and I think from an artistic standpoint, there would have been an opportunity, and this is just filmmaker nitpicking, the times that they're together, in however way you want to phrase that, would have been an opportunity to adjust the color of it just
a
little bit.
I think they did a couple
just
of times,
to give them
and
the candlelight scene in particular, where you actually watch the candle like shorten. It was just weird for me because for me, Mary Anning is a paleontologist, and that's how I knew her. And so, but then I realized I don't really know anything beyond that. Right. Like
that's interesting. Like, to, because she's not much of a secret in real life then.
I don't know that. Well, and that, you know, history is pretty much a white male thing, especially in that time period. So what there is and isn't, I don't know. And so I just had to adjust myself personally to, this is not good. This isn't going to be a science movie, or this isn't going to be about her scientific accomplishments as such. Most of those have already happened by the time this movie occurs. And so what it is a relationship drama. Okay, great. Now I just have to adjust to that's what this is. I think it's a pretty solid drama, romantic drama, regardless of the gender of the people involved. It's clear that this is a different relationship for both of them, not so much the sexuality again, but the way they connect with each other, I think, is a way that it appears not to have been a connection they had elsewhere at any other point,
or ever expected really to have.
I mean, there's animosity at the beginning.
Yeah,
some of the best love stories start out that way, though. You know that they hate
each other. That's true. They also never expected to they never expected to be with someone like the other person. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, they're it's a completely different class. It's a completely different history. Everything about their individual lives should conflict.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There should be nothing about what's going on that should make one appealing to the other.
Well, to the story's credit, they do conflict, you know.
Sure.
Their backgrounds and, you know, their wants and desires, they all do butt heads. And it really is that classic, test of wills between romance and, you know, all the other
And we even get that tension.
It. Sorry, go ahead, Jordan.
And we even get that tension with Fiona Shaw as Elizabeth Philpott, which, that's another thing. Going back to what the movie does, it doesn't spoon feed us. The two examples are, we see a letter and you're expecting, a voiceover. Oh, my dearest Patricia. Whatever. No. Yes.
I know. We never read the letter. We can't even read it from like
no,
the
exactly.
camera angle
but,
that we're
but
at, right?
It's from the reactions that you know the contents of the letter. Mm-hmm. And it's also from the interactions between Kate Winslet and Fiona Shaw that you do get a sense that they were possibly past lovers. Again, mm-hmm. I did the most basic as shit Google searching before I watched this movie.
Sure.
Because
IMDb and
but you could certainly feel that tension that mm-hmm. maybe there was something, but it just wasn't that sort of thing that Mary needed to really just embrace or be true to herself or come out until Charlotte came along. Yeah. So I really enjoyed that. And I do enjoy the chemistry, honestly, between
I think, particularly about the Fiona Shaw character, I think that's really the most of we get out of in terms of just exposition.
Yeah. And that's good. Because
especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I do.
Which is really great.
This movie also both has some of my favorite things and also some of my problems when it comes to similar queer stories like this. Particularly in some ways of how it ends because... and again, it's predominantly this... my favorite subgenre ever, lesbian period dramas. Because, with things The Favorite and even the best example of recently, Portrait of a Young Woman on Fire. There are some similarities in fates, as it were, just to make sure I don't go into spoilers. But yeah, it does touch on still some of my problems with that. Whereas even as you just mentioned, Happiest Season also kind of bucked some of those trends in a good way. So again, what I got here was a good mixture of what I do like and what I don't like out of especially for queer romantic stories, because again, it always is society, goddamn.
But I think it's also just in this case, the damage of both those characters.
Well, attracted me to this movie was reading about it, and it was like, hey, I'm fucked up. Hey, I'm kind of fucked up too. Hey, want to be fucked up together?
I'm always drawn to those kind of stories personally because I just love seeing how people who are at their lowest when you meet them can somehow even subconsciously summon the strength to help somebody else.
Yeah.
Without knowing it, and vice versa, and in a way. Both people end up being able to heal themselves by extent. So, yeah, I that's one of the reasons that this film succeeds as much as it does. Let's go ahead and go into final thoughts. Jordan, why don't you carry on?
I was expecting the worst because lesbian movie written directed by white male. oh no, but we actually got something pretty good out of it, and not as male-gazy as I thought, so I will actually let this movie live. I won't have to break its legs.
When its time comes, it will be spared?
Yes, yeah. It will be spared. amazing performances by Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan, and fantastic supporting work by Fiona Shaw. Cinematography is beautiful, and the music is gorgeous. I must put that out right. As a biopic, again, I can't really say much since I only just recently learned of who these people are. These aren't exactly the people I've learned about in school, because American public school education system. It's
the best. No,
look how I turned out. But I will say, for the faults I do personally find, it honestly is still a good movie. I would just recommend it on the basis of the performances alone. So I think I'll give it 7 out of 10 mosquitoes trapped in amber. Yes, I know, very different, but shit, it's like the
why not
best
go
joke
for
I
it.
Got.
Yeah. Harmony?
Yeah, like I said, I like the movie. Am I head over heels over it? Probably not. But I really liked how it told the story. I already said that, but it's not what I would say. You know, everybody needs to go see this film. I mean, if you're interested in period dramas and romances, if you're interested in gay love stories, all of that, you know, it ticks all those boxes. So, and also the acting is a fantastic. Like I said, there's very little dialogue, and so all of it's done in expressions and looks and silence, and it's lovely. I think, like I said, I don't think it's going to be everybody's cup of tea, but I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to give it a 7.5 walks along muddy seashores out of 10.
Okay, Luane.
This is probably the third or fourth science biopic that I've seen this year that spent a significant time on a romantic plot or subplot, which
do the,
fine,
the radioactive
whatever.
One, the Marie Curie one.
I did, and that is probably the best of them that I've seen.
Okay,
it's yeah. That's and it, I saw Tesla done. And a couple others.
Yeah, that was a good
but
one.
You know, whatever. The I mean, I'm a science dork, so if we're not going to include those, that's fine. I just have to adjust my sort of expectations for the movie. And this was fine. You know, we've talked about what's good about it. It looks good. It sounds good. The performances are great. So I'm overall pretty positive about it. There are some interesting character moments that each of them have that I think are great. I don't know that this is like an Oscar worthy deal. It feels like it's maybe sort of meant to be, but I don't know that it makes it quite that far. It's a good movie. I would absolutely recommend it. It's probably 3.5 out of 5 longing gazes over a glass case in a museum.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. Yeah, I'm pretty much in agreement with all you guys. I think that this definitely had an aim. It set out to achieve a couple aims. And I think for the most part, everything that Francis Lee wanted to say with this film, he ended up saying. I really do appreciate the fact that we were not like spoon-fed everything, like we said before. We were meant to like sort of like, you know, make out histories and, you know, just places in life and whatnot. And I love the world that they had. This world was very chilly, and it was so isolating, and it said so much about this character. Who she was. At the same time, there was also a very, you know, beautiful passion between these two women. And there weren't a lot of like getting to know you sort of scenes, and I think in a way I wouldn't have minded a couple. There are a couple times when I feel like, and maybe because this isn't his world, this isn't his social experience, so he I feel like there was like a sort of a distance in terms of just, you know, the engagement with who these women really are. I think that the director was way more comfortable being an observer rather than, you know, an outright storyteller. But he made a very beautiful film. It is very deliberately paced, but it is very beautiful to look at. And I agree, though, it's not going to be the Oscar darling or the awards darling of this year. It's being pushed for it, but other than the two women who might get filler nominations, I don't really see it as going that far. But this will reach its audience that it's meant to reach. So I'm going to go ahead and give this film 7 out of 10 shout outs for Elliot Page, because that's really amazing news and we're all very happy for him. Way to go. Yeah.